earlier this year, research published in the Institute of Labor Economics found black students taught by one black teacher in elementary school were 30% more likely to graduate from high school. North Carolina's teaching force is currently 80% white. Efforts are underway to get more minorities into the state's teacher prep programs. Some say a major shift in classroom culture is what needs to happen first. Lisa Phillip has the story.
As a black boy growing up in Florida, Terrence Ruth was inspired to become a teacher not by anyone at his school, but by his mother. She was a nurse at a youth psych ward.
And we used to have to sit with her at work, and we would play basketball with these kids, and we would spend time with these kids. And my mom kept us around kids who had very troubled backgrounds. And her whole life was devoted to supporting and loving these kids who had a very troubled start.
Without his mom to look up to, he probably wouldn't have considered a career in education. Ruth later taught students serving long-term suspensions and is now executive director of the North Carolina NAACP.
I can't expect you to say you want to be an educator if you don't have a human being to look to say, I want to be like that.
Ruth says black students don't often have this type of interaction with educators. Dawn Tafari agrees. She's assistant professor of education at Winston-Salem State University.
If they don't see teachers who look like them, if they don't see teachers who appreciate what they bring to the classroom, the cultural capital, their nuances, the way they dress, the music they like.
In most North Carolina school districts, black students have less than a 1 in 20 chance of having a black teacher.
If those things are not valued in the classroom, then they won't see the school as a safe place. They won't want to stay, and they definitely won't want to become teachers because it's not something that they're going to want to continue.
So how do you get more black students to consider going into education if they don't see teachers who look like them in the first place? Here's Ruth again.
We need to increase those teachers, no matter what race or gender, that touch a kid so much that they look at the profession as a desirable place.
Ruth says these teachers meet students where they are.
They stay late. They come early. They bring extra food for kids who don't eat at home. They bring extra clothes for kids who don't have. I mean, there's some teachers that are just off the charts. We need more of them so that that kid can see that person and say, this is what I want to do.
But too often, black students are faced with low teacher expectations. A study recently published in the journal Education Next analyzed how white and black teachers viewed their black students. The finding? White teachers were 9% less likely than black teachers to predict the same black student would earn a college degree.
So if I see a dark kid with baggy pants with a certain hairstyle as a thug, when that kid enters my room, he must now prove that he's not that picture. He must now prove that he's intelligent. He must now prove to me that he's not negative. He must now prove to me that he's not dangerous without even saying a word.
Some North Carolina school districts have implemented diversity training to help teachers confront their biases. But Ruth says that's not yet happening on a meaningful scale.
Very few school districts can afford, number one, or have it in their strategic plan to be deliberate around creating a safe space for adults to be accountable for the biases that they walk into a classroom with when grading, when looking at certain behavior outcomes.
Without this effort, he says, you won't get more black students to stay in classrooms or to consider returning to them as teachers. Lisa Phillip, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.